AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump says while all other federal departments can expect a lot of layoffs and buyouts, he said Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security would not be cut. President Trump also announcing he'll sign a mineral mining deal with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House on Friday, not confirmed by Zelensky. And?
Well, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that because it's in, you know, we're talking about Europe is the next.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Training Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Always stand up for what I believe. My mother was injured through no fault of her own, and we needed to find help. There are many choices out there, but we knew that results and compassion mattered more than slogans. So we chose Cannon and Dunphy. My mother's final months were not easy, but she did not have to worry about money. Our family will always be grateful to Cannon and Dunphy.
Cannon and Dunphy. Experience matters.
Hey, it's John McGivern here. You know I love Network Health. One of the reasons is that they're local and they understand how important that is. Their exceptional customer service isn't just words on a page. It's what they do. It's what they've always done for over 41 years. Call 833-7-NETWORK today. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan. Compensation has been provided for using this endorsement of Network Health.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Sit back, relax, and catch a home run or two.
Way gone! Bye-bye, baseball!
On the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues from Phoenix, Brewers and Dodgers. And for the rest of the starting lineups, here's Lane.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. The starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Dodgers just 1-5 in Cactus League play. Nobody's overly concerned. Miguel Rojas leads off at shortstop. Batting second is the third baseman, Max Muncy. Teoscar Hernandez bats third in right field. Chris Taylor's the cleanup batter in left. Andy Páez, the center fielder, bats fifth. Former Cub David Bodie is batting sixth at first base. Hyesung Kim is the second baseman batting seventh. Hunter Fiducia is the catcher batting eighth. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Josu DePaula. Again for the Dodgers, Rojas, Muncy, Hernandez, Taylor, Páez, Bodie, Kim, Fiducia, and DePaula. On the mound for the Dodgers is the right-hander, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers, 2-2 so far in Cactus League play, lead off with Bryce Terang at short. Batting second is the catcher, William Contreras. Garrett Mitchell bats third in center field. Reese Hoskins, the cleanup batter at first. Raynel Delgado, he bats fifth at third base. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Vinny Capra. Batting seventh in left field, Isaac Collins. Brewer Hicklin bats eighth in right. And the designated hitter today is Jorge Alfaro. He bats ninth. Again for the Brewers, Terang, Contreras, Mitchell, Hoskins, Delgado, Capra, Collins, Hicklin, and Alfaro. And getting the start on the mound here this afternoon is left-hander Thomas Pannone. Umpire lineup is brought to you by Cannon and Dunphy. Since 1985, they've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off of it. Trust Cannon and Dunphy. Bruce Streckman, the crew chief on the bases, along with Jonathan Parra and Brock Ballew. Alex McKay has home plate. We'll get you the first pitch when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on everything for your next painting project right now at Menards. Keep your walls and trim protected with Scotch Blue Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. This multi-surface tape can be easily removed without leaving behind residue, making it perfect for your next painting project. Save big money on Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, a silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium rated drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Wisconsin Dental Association.
And time for the injury report. It's presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, of course. You know about the Blake Perkins issue with his shin? And D.L. Hall in the shoulder, two of the real big ones right now in camp for the Brewers. Perkins will miss probably the first month of the regular season at least. We also drive around the league. It's presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Brewers split today, so they'll also be over at Talking Stick facing Corbin Burns, who's on the mound first for the Diamondbacks this afternoon at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. We're just about ready to get this one underway here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And with the play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Lane. And this copyright broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club.
It's also brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. All right, all the pieces are in place as we get ourselves ready for Brewers-Dodgers for the first time this spring. Thomas Pinot in the left-hander ready, and his first pitch of the contest is a strike, and off we go. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. Miguel Rojas lines one down the left field line foul, and it's a quick 0-2 on today's Dodgers shortstop. 83 beautiful degrees in Arizona, a frigid 39 back in Wisconsin. Depending on what part of the state you're in. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Rojas, and it's low with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes, but temperatures it got close to 60 a couple days ago, and much of the snow that was on the ground, and most of it's gone by now. Slight breeze blowing out towards center as we get underway as Rojas waits, and the 1-2 pitch from Pinon. Hit foul down the right field line. We'll do it again. First inning of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Quick Trip. From delicious appetizers to hearty meals, food's here at Quick Trip. Proud partner of Brewers baseball. Pinon ready to go again. He's got Max Muncy on deck. 1-2 to Rojas. Ground ball fouled outside of third. Rojas staying alive. Hit 283 last year with the Dodgers. Six homers, 36 driven in. Hitting a cool 571 in camp thus far. Dodgers just 1-5 to start this Cactus League season. 1-2 pitch. Grounded to short. Easy play for Bryce Terang. Throws out Rojas without any issues. One up and one down for Max Muncy. So we saw Joey Ortiz at short in Saturday's game. Opened up the Cactus League season with Ortiz at short. Bryce Terang gets his first appearance at shortstop this afternoon. One of the big questions going into this year, who is going to be the shortstop every day for the Brewers? Whoever it is, they'll be in there every day. No flip-flopping. Pitch to Max Muncy is high and tight. One ball and no strikes.
And Joey's playing shortstop today over at Talking Stick.
You get both those guys at position number six today. Muncy limited to just 73 games last year. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. And it's 1-1. Hit 232, 15 homers and 48 runs batted in for the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Loaded up again for 2025. 1-1 pitch is high and tight. Two balls and a strike on Muncy. Teoscar Hernandez is on deck for L.A. Two and one on Muncy. Pinon hesitates and throws. He misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Sure hope everybody finds their correct seat down there, right by our crowd microphone. They got good seats right behind the dish. Three and one on Muncy. Back foot on the back line of the batter's box, and Muncy swings and misses. It's three balls and two strikes.
I'm just glad for our audience's sake that they handled that very cordially.
Yeah. You got Brewers fans. They're always going to be cordial. Unless the Cubs are here. Then all bets are off. 3-2 on Max Muncy. Pinon, always from the stretch, throws. And he missed up and in. Breaking ball that he did not get on top of. So a one-out walk allows Muncy to reach base, and here's Teoscar Hernandez. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. A lot of Dodger fans at American Family Fields of Phoenix today. Dodgers with a truncated spring training. They got started much like the Cubs did a few days before other squads. Pitch to Hernandez is low. Cubs and Dodgers going to go across the pond Well, it's not really a pond. It's a huge ocean. That's the Pacific. You can say the pond for the Atlantic. But the massive ocean that is the Pacific to play in Japan to open up this year. One out of Hernandez. Ground ball hit to third. That is a foul ball. Reynel Delgado getting it right next to the bag. One ball, one strike on Hernandez. And for those two teams, it makes sense for them to open up in Japan with as many Japanese superstars the Dodgers have on their roster, plus a pair that the Cubs have, say is Suzuki. One ball, one strike on Teoscar Hernandez. And the pitch, a ground ball hit to short. Terang has it, goes to second for one. To first, it's a double play. And it gets Pannone out of the inning. Dodgers go 1-2-3. Brewers coming up, starting with Terang. When we come back, no score after half an inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Ori Sasaki. Three Japanese pitchers that'll be in their rotation. It's ground ball fair up the first baseline. It's knocked down by the first baseman. Flip over to Yamamoto for the out. Nice play by David Bode to take an extra base hit away from Bryce Terang. 3-1 on the put out, and now it's William Contreras. For Contreras, playing in just his second game, was 1-for-3 in his debut a couple of days ago. First pitch to Contreras. Misses. One ball and no strikes. There's a line drive to right. Contreras has his second hit of the spring. Fastball in the outer part of the plate. And Contreras does what he does best. One out single leads to Garrett Mitchell. Garrett Mitchell for his first five in the camp. Home plate umpire Alex McKay out behind home plate. Resets. Yamamoto. Mitchell slightly open stance. Contreras takes his lead in the pitch to Mitchell. Misses inside with a curveball. 1-0. Reese Hoskins is on deck for the Brewers. Garrett Mitchell looking good in camp. It was really important for Garrett to not stop his momentum that he gained at the end of last year. Pitch to Mitchell is a strike. Remember, he missed the first few months of the season because of the broken bone in his hand. And for Garrett, he finished so strong in September and October, he never stopped. A lot of baseball players will stop their progress and give themselves a break. But for Garrett, he wanted to keep the good times rolling. He fouls this one away. Makes it one ball and two strikes. And Garrett just decided, you know what? I'm feeling really good with where I am. Swing-wise, body felt good. Showed up to camp and he said, I need about a day and I'll be ready to go. 1-2 on Mitchell. Yamamoto kicks and throws home and a swing and a foul. They got a piece of the catcher, Fiducia.
I know we've said it a lot, Jeff, but he's been in the big leagues for parts of three seasons, yet he has less at-bats in the big leagues than Jackson Churio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just still a lot of development left for Garrett. And if he can just stay healthy, so much of that potential can still be unlocked. And we started to see it, as you said, towards the end of the season.
1-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Mitchell has gone on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. Contreras still at first base for the cleanup hitter today. That's Reese Hoskins. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Hoskins homered in his spring training debut. Pitch to Hoskins. Big curveball. Misses low. One ball and no strikes. Was 1-for-2 in Sunday's game. It was against Seattle. Brewers won their opener on Saturday, lost the next two, and picked up a win yesterday in Cleveland, or in Goodyear against Cleveland. Hoskins swings and misses at a cutter. One ball and one strike. 9-6 winners yesterday. Saw Jacob Mizorowski pitch. He looked great. He did walk three and gave up an infield single to give up a couple of runs, but the stuff was electric. The 1-1. Hoskins took a strike at the knees on the inside corner to make it a ball and two strikes. Cooper Pratt was the offensive star for the Brewers yesterday. 20-year-old shortstop. A couple of doubles down the left field line. Drove in four. Good day for Pratt. 1-2. Hoskins guides one to short. Rojas has it. Plenty of time to throw out Hoskins at first, and that retires the side. No runs, a hit, and one man left for the Brewers. One inning complete. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Second inning is here in Maryvale. No score between the Brewers and the Dodgers, and Chris Taylor is the hitter. 250 so far in the spring. Just a 202 average last year for Taylor, the Swiss Army knife for the Dodgers. They've got a couple of those guys, though, now, with Kike Hernandez back with the club. Chris Taylor, who can play the infield and the outfield. Thomas Pannone out there for inning number two. The first one to Taylor misses high with a 69-mile-an-hour curveball, 1-0.
You could throw Tommy Edman in that conversation, too.
And Tommy Edman missed the majority of last season. 1-0 pitch, hit foul down the third baseline, and then was traded to the Dodgers, and he became one of their guys, especially in the postseason, starting in center field. Tommy Edman has the ability. He's a gold glove second baseman. May play some time there, but he could play center, of course. He could play short. He did that, too, with St. Louis. I don't think he's going to be playing a lot of short with the Dodgers with the options that they have. And Mookie Betts was so good there last year. I think he'll get the keys to short for L.A., at least to start. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Taylor was late. 1-2. Good to have options. LA's got plenty of them. Pannone from the third base side of the rubber. Gets ready on a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him again. A high fastball for a strikeout for Thomas Pannone. Ortho ASAP strikeout number one. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Go ahead and take it off the grill. Use tongs. It's, you know, or a fork or whatever. Don't go in there barehanded all willy-nilly. But then you could also dip it in some of that Pine River cold pack cheese spread. Don't even need a bun. Andy Páez is the batter. And he will take a curveball for a strike over the outside corner. It's 0-1. Whatever you do, make sure you finish it off with some of that Cedar Crest ice cream or sherbet. Cleanse the palate to end the Wisconsin trifecta. Andy Páez, 248 last year with 13 homers. Pannone throws to the right-handed hitting center fielder and misses outside with 87. One ball and one strike. David Bodie is on deck. Brewers playing straight up in the outfield, slightly to pull on the infield. 1-1. And it's down and in. Two balls and a strike on Páez. The Brewers defensively today, it's Collins, Mitchell, and Hicklin left to right in the outfield. Reynel Delgado makes the start at third. Terang is at short. Vinny Capra is at second. And Reese Hoskins is at first base with Contreras doing the catching. 2-1. Páez takes down and in with a cutter. Three balls and a strike on Andy Páez. Hitting just 125 in the spring. And it's 1-for-8 through three games. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. Second straight inning with a one-out walk issued by Thomas Pannone. There is action in the Brewers' bullpen. Trying to get Pannone through a couple innings as David Bodie digs in. David Bodie, former Chicago Cub, didn't have to change his wardrobe at all. He's got a very similar color scheme from the Chicago Cubs. Still those red batting gloves that he wears. The pitch to Bodie is chopped foul, and it's 0-1. Carlos Rodriguez, who started the opener on Saturday, is getting loose in the Brewers' pen. And Bodie had that breakout season in 2018. And a toss to first has Páez back. Hit 11 homers, turned it into a long contract extension with the Cubs, and this was never the same guy after that first rookie year for David Bodie. Spent just 37 games in the big leagues last year. 0-1, Pannone again hangs and throws over to first base, and Páez is back. That is the second disengagement. Pannone, a long look in. One on the pitch timer. Able to release it and missed high. Ball and a strike. Just did beat the pitch timer to get that pitch off. Extra half a step on the lead from Páez, and the pitch home is outside. Snap throw to first, and got him. William Contreras with a back pick. Did that so much a year ago in spring training, just so that he had the ability to do it during the regular season. It paid off a few times, and it pays off for Pannone and Contreras in the second. No replay reviews available in spring training, so he gone. Quick release from Contreras. 2-1 on Bodie. And it's 3-1.
Now Contreras with a hit. That back pick. Unfortunately, he has a lot more work to do in terms of catching the pitcher, so you can't say bubble wrap yet.
No, not quite. Get those legs ready to go. 3-1. Hit foul at home plate, and Bodie's going to take a walk. Remember in spring training last year, Contreras was in there almost every day just to get a feel for what these pitchers are going to do. He had so many young guys that he needed to work with last year, too. And for this season, it's not going to be much different. Some of the pieces are similar to what they had a year ago. The stuff may be different, though. 3-2 pitch on Bodie. And it's popped up. First base side. Reese Hoskins drifting on towards the warning track and makes the catch. And the inning ends. The back pick helps out Thomas Pannone, and another zero in the second. Bottom of two is on the way. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Don's Pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Raynel Delgado is the hitter for the Brewers to open up the bottom of the second inning against Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Brewers got a base hit against him in the first. That was from William Contreras. Now Delgado, making his first start of the spring, takes outside for ball one. Native of Cuba. About a month away from his 25th birthday. Left-handed batter playing third base and takes a strike. 95 on the fastball. From Yamamoto, 12-year, $325 million deal for Yamamoto. 1-1, hammered foul first base side right to Julio Borbón. One ball, two strikes. All told between Yamamoto and Ohtani in the offseason going into last season, the Dodgers spent over $1 billion for two players. 700 for Ohtani, 325 for Yamamoto. That's outside. Two balls and two strikes.
And they also added Teoscar Hernandez last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Re-signed him this offseason. Only had 1 year on the deal last season. Delgado takes away 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Hernandez didn't even entertain other teams. He was dead set on coming back to L.A., and they obliged.
About the only move they made this offseason, though. Maybe.
Well, don't worry about that Sasaki kid who's going to be pretty good.
Tanner Scott. Keep on going down the list.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second K for Yamamoto. Yeah, the Dodgers did more of their spending this offseason with their pitching staff, right? Brought in Blake Snell. That was a big deal. Of course, Sasaki, Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates, and under the radar type of move for them to bring in Yates, who was one of the game's great setup and closers last year. Their bullpen's restocked. Vinny Capra takes low of the breaking ball, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, they've done it for so many years with that bullpen, minus the years with Kenley Jansen, with just guys they found and turned them into something.
Fly ball to left center. Back onto the track and gone again for Capra. Vinny Capra flexing his muscles. That's his third home run this spring. Pair of 3-run homers in the spring opener on Saturday. This one good for one, but he hit it a ton out to left center. 1-0 Brew Crew. Isaac Collins is the hitter now from Milwaukee. Vinny Capra is such an interesting guy for the Brewers this spring. Out of minor league options. Pitch to Collins is a strike. He's on the Brewers 40-man roster, so he's either got to make the team or you designate him for assignment, and he's open to the rest of Major League Baseball to try and sign. You try and flip him in the trade or something. And the 0-1 to Collins is low for a ball. But he's one of those players, Lane, that we talk about with the Dodgers having position flexibility. Capra is one of those guys, too. One one is outside, and it's a 2-ball, 1-strike count on Isaac Collins.
Yeah, you could play him second, short, third. I think in a pinch you could put him in the outfield if you had to, too, in either of the corners.
2-1 is up and away, and it's 3-1 on Isaac Collins.
And he's a right-handed hitter, which probably gives him a little bit of an advantage in terms of that roster construction.
The Brewers are so left-handed, it feels like, especially in the outfield, but they've got a ton of lefties. 3-1 pitch guided towards the left side. Muncy cuts it off and throws a strike to first to retire Isaac Collins for the second out of the inning. We talked about it the other day, Lane, but the only right-handed batter in the outfield for the Brewers is Jackson Chourio. Everybody else is left-handed with the injury to Blake Perkins as a switch hitter. Everybody else is left-handed in that group, and Churio's the only righty. And depending on who you use in your infield alignment, you know, Bryce Terang left-handed. Pitch to Brewer Hicklin is fouled back and out of play. It's 0-1 on Hicklin. And Ortiz, he's right-handed. Contreras right-handed. Hoskins right-handed. But it is a very lefty-dominant type of lineup that Pat Murphy's going to have. That's inside on Hicklin.
Well, I think you can also just look at third base and say more than likely with the way the roster's constructed now, if Ortiz is your shortstop, and that hasn't been determined.
1-1 is low, 2-1.
Then you're looking at a platoon situation at third, and Oliver Dunn is one of those two guys more than likely. So then, again, the advantage to the right-handed bat there in Vinny Capra.
2-1, Yamamoto deals, and the curveball is hit foul to third. Matt Erickson, look at those hands. Erickson coaching at third base today. Runs the infield, has been doing that for the last couple of years. And a longtime third base coach as a minor league manager up in Appleton, his hometown. Back on the big league staff this year. Two and two on Brewer Hicklin. And a check swing and a fastball up high. He did not commit. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bullpen is quiet for the Dodgers. Yamamoto running through the sides with his catcher Fiducia. And the payoff. And it's low. Ball four. He walked him. Two-out walk issued to Brewer Hicklin. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. Brewers tickets are on sale right now. Any ticket for any game all season long, including opening day. All new giveaway games, theme nights, community nights, and every big-time matchup. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Jorge Alfaro, the DH, batting ninth. Swings and misses at a big curveball. And it's 0-1. Fresh set of baseballs sent out to our home plate umpire today, Alex McKay. Bright, sunshiny day in Arizona. Hicklin stays put and a swing and a miss at a fastball from Yamamoto. I'm going to say I haven't seen a cloud yet, but just as I looked off into the distance near downtown Phoenix, I see one little wispy cloud. Very small, providing very little shade for anybody out there. 0-2 to Jorge Alfaro. Runner takes off, and he's swinging and a fly ball to left. It's hit a ton. It's going to be off the wall. Hicklin sent around third. He scores. It's a ringing RBI double for Jorge Alfaro. 2-0 Brewers. Another $75 for the Mac Fund on that double hit by Jorge Alfaro. Thanks to our friends at West Bend, the Silver Lining. Came on an 0-2 pitch. Blasted that ball off the left field wall. And with Hicklin in motion on the pitch, he was able to score easily. Back to the top of the order, Bryce Terang. And he takes strike one on the corner at 95. Terang got robbed of an extra base hit at first base. This one guided to third. Muncy on a high hop has it and throws out Terang by a half a step, and the inning ends. Brewers get a couple of runs, a homer by Capra, the RBI double by Alfaro. It's 2-0 as we go to the third in Phoenix. Brewers up on the Dodgers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Come for more information.
Celebrate the return of Brewers baseball, the best day of the year. That's opening day, of course, and tickets are on sale. Get those coveted seats for all opening day action, like special events, tributes to Bob Uecker throughout the ballgame. So many great things going on. Get tickets, brewers.com/opening day. New pitcher and a new broadcaster for you in the third, 2-0 Brewers, and Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much. Jeff Carlos Rodriguez taking over on the mound for the Crew. He started that game on Saturday in the Cactus League opener here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And Hyesun Kim will lead things off for the Dodgers. Another one of those additions in the offseason for Los Angeles. Rodriguez's first offering to him is hit in the air towards right center, and it's going to hang up there for Brewer Hicklin to move back into his right to make the catch. And one pitch and one out for Rodriguez here in the third. Here's Hunter Fiducia. Not fiduciary, Fiducia.
Remember, FDIC.
And Fiducia tries to stay out of the minutiae. First pitch from Rodriguez is a strike, 0-1.
Got any other zingers?
No, I tried to come up with something, and I had nothing left.
Ran out of the words that end in "sha."
We had exhausted it. Missed outside, 1-1 to Fiducia. I should have waited, and then if Rodriguez would have walked Fiducia, could have said that's, you know, there's some minutia on the base pads. The 1-1 is a little low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
I'm sure we could have racked our brains a little longer. I'm glad we're not.
Yeah. My brain's not working like that yet. We're not into the regular season. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 on Fiducia. Did get a little big league action last year with the Dodgers. Went 4-for-7 with a home run and 5 driven in. The starting catcher here today, he gets the task of keeping track of all the different pitches that Yamamoto throws when he's behind the plate. 2-2. Is a bouncer behind the bag at first. Played on the forehand by Hoskins. Spins and throws to Rodriguez, covering the bag for out number two. Nice play by Reese. Hard to make too many observations this early in camp, but Reese does look just maybe a touch more agile, more confident. Another year removed from that knee injury that he set out the entirety of 2023 with. And here's DePaula. First pitch from Rodriguez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. And the 0-1 hit him. Got him on the top of the foot. And the number 9 hitter, DePaula, will be awarded first base. He's aboard with 2 outs, and Miguel Rojas will come to the plate. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Rojas grounded out to Terang back in the first inning. Rodriguez, probably a couple of innings for him here today as well. Had really good years his first 2 years of professional baseball. Pitch to Rojas, a shot foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Brewers minor league pitcher of the year in 22, and then co-minor league pitcher of the year in 23, shared that honor with Robert Gasser. Made his debut in the big leagues last year. Spent most of his year with AAA Nashville. 0-1 to Rojas. He's a little high with a fastball at 93, and it's 1-1. Tony Gonsolin is in the Dodgers bullpen, which would lead you to believe Yamamoto's day is over. 1-1, swing and a miss, pulled the string. And it's 1-2 on Rojas. Rodriguez isn't going to overwhelm you with velocity, but he can mix it up very well. Brings home the 1-2 pitch, and that missed up and in with a fastball at 93. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Every time he came up to the big leagues, and any coach that would talk about Carlos Rodriguez, they would always discuss his poise and his maturity.
Just 23 years of age, so still a young guy. 2-2, swing and a miss. It was 22. Rojas strikes out, and the inning is over. So no runs, no hits, no errors. A man left on base. Rodriguez puts up a 0 in the top of the third. We go to the bottom half. It's 2-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Anyone? Tri-City, your hometown bank.
Hey, suit up this season for 2025. Yeah, that's the year we're in. Pitch to William Contreras is fouled out of play, first base side. It's 0-1. By going to MLBShop.com, check out the largest selection of authentic jerseys, caps, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Visit MLBShop.com, the official source for your Brewers gear. 0-1 to Contreras. He is a bouncer on the left side. Big hop for Muncy. The throw is low, but dug out nicely by the first baseman, David Bodie. And Contreras is retired for the first out here in the third. A 2-0 Brewers lead. Solo home run from Vinny Capra in the bottom of the second inning, and an RBI double from Jorge Alfaro in that second inning. And now here's Garrett Mitchell. Mitchell is strikeout victim as Yamamoto still out there on the mound for the Dodgers. First pitch is in there for a strike on a fastball at 95. And it's 0-1 on Mitchell. 0-for-6 so far in the spring for Garrett. 0-1 is chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. Good crowd on hand here today. A lot of Dodgers fans have made their way to the ballpark. Good Brewers representation, too. As Garrett Mitchell having a chat with Alex McKay at home plate. Garrett just getting a little extra time after that one got a piece of his foot at the plate. No balls and two strikes as Yamamoto looks in. And the pitch. And he tried to check. They appealed to third. Bruce Streckman says he didn't go. Pitch was a little bit high at 96, and it's 1-2. Yamamoto working from the windup and the pitch, and that ball is crushed out to center. Going back on it is Páez at the track. Wall, gone. Garrett Mitchell's first hit of the spring is a solo shot, and it adds to the Brewers' lead. It's 3-0 Milwaukee here in the third. That is that easy power that you see from Garrett Mitchell at times. Such a quick, compact swing. But he has such great bat speed. And the ball just jumps off of his bat like that one did to center. So here's Rhys Hoskins. 3-0 Milwaukee, as the Brewers have had some success against Yamamoto here this afternoon. Hoskins takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Hoskins grounded out to short back in the first. And the pitch missed outside. One ball and one strike on Hoskins. There's action again in that Dodgers bullpen. Yamamoto probably close to the end of his day. 1-1 is fouled straight back into the net. It's 1-2. Brewers have been pretty aggressive early for the most part in this game against Yamamoto. Few ABs where they went deep in the count. 1-2 pitch. That one's popped up foul and out of play first base side. Stays at 1-2. But for the most part, Brewers have been up there swinging the bat pretty early on against Yamamoto. One 2 pitch to Hoskins, and he takes down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. So Garrett Mitchell with the second home run of the day off of Yamamoto for the Brewers. Vinny Capra had the other back in the second. Pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. And got a piece of the signage right behind home plate. Count stays at two balls and two strikes on Hoskins. 26 home runs a season ago, 82 driven in for Reese. And the pitch, breaking ball, and that is lined foul off the netting down the left field line. Stays at 2-2. No dental insurance, but you need dental care? Well, the new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Timeout for Hoskins. And now he's back in the box. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball right field. Tracking it is Teoscar Hernandez. Still tracking it, and it'll twist into the Brewers bullpen and out of play foul. And Hoskins will continue the AB. Still just one out in the inning here in the bottom of the third. Brewers trailing over at Talking Stick. Corbin Carroll's hit a grand slam in that game for the Diamondbacks. They lead the Brewers 6-0 as Hoskins lines one down the left field line, but just foul. And the AB will continue. That game's in the bottom of the second over at Talking Stick in Scottsdale.
Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, and Eric Haas all with hits so far against Corbin Burns. Two innings, three hits, three Ks.
Old friend.
Mm-hmm.
2-2. And Hoskins checks on a pitch that ran down and in. He did not go as they appeal to first. And the count is now full, three balls and two strikes.
Didn't like that whole Florida spring training thing.
Yeah.
So
I think it was a safe bet he was going to sign with an Arizona spring training club in his free agency. 3-2 missed inside. Good at bat from Reese Hoskins. He ends up working the walk. And he's aboard now, with one away for Delgado, and that's going to be it for Yamamoto as Dave Roberts pops up out of the dugout. He's on his way to the mound. And that will be it. So it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Runner at first. One away, bottom of the third. It's a 3-0 lead for the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
truck drivers. No matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Three nothing Brewers, still batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Runner at first is Hoskins. And right now, Delgado, the batter, against the new